You're listening to Just Okay Gamers, where we have the collars on the gators and we're ready to serve up some main justice.
Justice! Fuck her!
We're just okay and we play some games. We're just okay gamers.
Thanks for listening to Just Okay Gamers, episode 6 now. My name's Guido and I'm here with...
Wally, glad to be back.
Hey guys, it's Millpool. Thanks for listening.
Hey, what's up? It's Nasty. How you guys doing?
Awesome. How's your week been, guys?
It's been great.
How about you, Nasty?
Been a good time. Warm here finally. So been getting outside and school is done in 2 weeks. So I'm Woo-hoo. Ready for that.
Yeah, down at the lakefront, it was like someone flipped a... Some blonde jogging switch.
Yeah. I saw that. I saw you today, by the way.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, you were driving around.
Oh.
In the truck. I beeped at you, and you stared off blankly at the right side of the road.
I can actually see his expression in my head.
There was probably a buxom blonde.
probably.
Well, should we jump into league stuff?
Let's jump in.
It's been a big week.
Yeah, it has been.
It's been a big day.
Big day.
Yeah.
The day we record this, which is today for us, and possibly the future for everyone else, is the day that the big Freljord patch came out.
3.6?
3.6?
3.6?
3.6 in the house! Anyways.
Lots of champion fixes and changes. Two big ones.
The biggest thing, though, I think, in my opinion, is the ARAM queues. ARAM queues and the addition of Howling Abyss.
Howling Abyss.
You sound rotation.
You sound pretty awesome right there when you say that.
Howling Abyss.
It like sounds like Halloween.
Halloween Abyss.
This is. Howling Abyss.
Halloween Obits.
I know. I'm excited about it, too. I really am. This past week, we have been playing... Well, I have been playing a lot of ARAMs. And been getting sick of all the Dodgers.
Lots of Dodgers. Very angry.
Yeah, like we're in L.A. or something.
What's weird is that we even get Dodgers when we have friends invited. Friends dodge us. That's how bad dodging is.
Yeah, it really is.
So, yeah, they alleviated that somewhat. It just adds the basic leave buster that normal games have and ranked games have.
Yeah, I mean, it's worth it, though, because, I mean, I don't dodge out of games for the simple fact that I don't want to sit around for, like, 6 minutes waiting just to get back in and, what, dodge again?
Yeah, I think the reroll addition, too, is kind of preventing some dodges.
Yeah, I also like how they have it accumulate based on how many champions you have. So it kind of prevents people from having like just that, like we were talking about last week, having just like an ARAM account. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right.
And it's a good thing. I like it like that since I am a person with just one account. Oh, and not to jump the gun on the champion changes, but how about that new map? I really like it.
Yeah. The map is very pretty. They did a great job with it. There's like when you're walking down the lane. As you start the map, there's like this big pillar that falls down on the side. I don't know what's actually happening, what's supposed to be happening, but
there's like a hint of structural integrity loss as you're progressing forward.
Right.
Not sure what that means. Maybe it's ominous, but I don't know.
Howling Abyss is also another name for Millpool's vagina.
It's also the name for Nasty's 80s cover band.
It is, actually. I am a big 80s music fan, and I love cover music.
If you like him now, ladies, you should see him in his makeup for Kiss fan stuff. I mean, he looks great.
Oh, come on, no. I don't. I'm not really the Kiss. I'm more of, like, the grunge. You know, long blonde hair, like, flannel with, like, a jean jacket over the top and, like, some studded bracelets and stuff like that. It's pretty sweet.
Cool.
I wish I was... into grunge, or I wish I was older when grunge was out.
Yeah,
because I would have totally been into it.
It was like the cool thing. It was the thing all the cool kids were doing, kind of like drugs, but it was good for you, not bad for you.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, back to League of Legends.
Yeah, so this sale that is going on as well with this patch that
Wait, we're not done talking about ARAM, are we?
Oh, we're not? Oh,
well, we probably should be. I mean, this patch had more than just the ARAM in it.
Yeah, so we got to keep moving along if we expect to get through anything.
I openly confess I know absolutely nothing about Sejuani. And I guess she was heavily modified all the way down to her core lore.
I know a little bit about what they did, but not a whole lot. A lot of it, from what I got, was a lot of visual effects. Oh. Because remember how she used to have like that spinning, ice thing going around her?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now she spins her mallet and it does that.
Oh, like Thor's hammer.
Yeah, kind of like that.
Does she fly like Thor?
She kind of can. I mean, her boar like dashes, and it looks a lot cooler now.
Her new skin too looks pretty wicked.
Oh, it does. So, I don't know that. I feel like it was more just like, they just like tweaked her, I guess you could say, than actually like reworking her like they did with Karma, because that was a big rework. This is more just like a tweak and just like visual effects, modifying some things, and you know. Changing small things, not like a giant rework though, like they did with Karma. Maybe I'll play her though.
We got ourselves an Ice Witch now too, right?
Yeah,
Lissandra's finally here.
Lissandra, we talked about her a couple weeks ago.
I gotta say that this is like the worst week ever in my life.
I know. I was gonna ask you, how are you doing? Are you gonna like play League of Legends for a week because it's all ice?
I turned the heat up in my house. And I left the oven on and open.
He's a huge ice fan, as you can tell.
That's funny.
I hate... You know what the worst kind of ice is?
What?
Black ice.
Black ice? Why?
It's racist ice.
No, just kidding. I like black ice just as much as white ice. I won't judge
it. That would be snow.
I have plenty of black ice, okay?
But also, they also changed Trundle, too. So, and I think...
Well, the biggest thing on Trundle is they added a very slight slow to his rabid bite.
They changed his story a little bit, too. That really matters.
It's now Chomp, by the way.
Chomp.
Not bite anymore.
Oh. Yeah. And they made his original skin all ice bullshit.
Yeah.
Which is bullshit.
It is kind of bullshit.
More ice.
They changed everything to just be, like, icy and slows.
But Thor needs to come in and just start fucking everyone
raping people.
Yeah, because he's not a fan of like ice trolls or ice giants.
But you played a little bit of Trundle before, right, Guido?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think you're gonna play him more now
with the perk of it? It seems like a slight quality of life improvement. So I'll probably play him as much as I did.
I heard a lot of feedback from players saying it's been a really great tweak.
Yeah, it seems like it. It just gives him that little oomph that he needed. Especially where, like, before he would lunge towards the character and hit them or bite them, and then, like, return back to his previous position. So it wouldn't even help you much in chasing people down unless your pillar was up or something.
Yeah, so you kind of had to, like, lead with the chomp and then throw your pillar up after the fact to try and make sure that you could hold him in your area.
Yeah. So yeah. I'm going to play him quite a bit, I think.
I might buy him. I think he's always kind of been one of those junglers that I've thought about getting. It's just I never really bought him because he wasn't that great. You know what I mean? Like, there was just better junglers out there. But, you know, he's pretty good.
His sustain in jungle is awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Get through without any pots, pretty much.
And in team fights, too. I mean, he just continually just back and forth and back and forth. He just seems to, like, never die.
Right.
I think we further ushered Corki into obsolescence, mainly through fixing the bug that reset his cooldown for getting another missile when using Missile Barrage.
No, that actually fixed it.
Yeah, that
I know it fixed him, but it makes him even less useful.
No. What was happening before is that when you would use a missile, it would reset your timer, even if it was almost like about to build up another missile.
Oh, okay. Someone explained it to me the other way.
No. So you were essentially using two missiles. Like, if it was almost full and you used a missile just as it got up there, you were essentially using two missiles because it wouldn't continue to, like, count up until the next one. Yeah,
I like the guy, so I was hoping it would help him more than hurt him.
Yeah, I haven't played him since they redid that, just because I heard about the bug, and I was like, well, that's like pointless. You can't even use your missiles without, you know, taking a hit.
Our friend Porkins nearly tore his hair out trying to play him in one of the matches recently.
Yeah, I still think he's in kind of a bad spot.
His range is short. Like we were saying before, the caster 80s are kind of taking a hit recently with the new items that have come out.
Yeah.
This season. But they did also do a little bit of work on Karma, which I'm kind of excited about.
Oh, yeah. Making her more scale better in late game, right?
Yeah. Well,
lower the cooldowns.
Well, actually, it's her early game that they increased, which I kind of like. I've been playing her mid.
I was just reading the notes, too. By lowering her cooldowns, they want her to synergize better with Gathering Fire for late game on top of her early game.
Yeah. So I've been trying to play her a little bit mid, and that was the hard part, is that you can harass, but you didn't really have like the ability to like finish it off. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So now, like with this early game skill, I hope that the harass is kind of there that you need.
What do you think?
To kind of just help it around.
What do you think, Millpool?
Well, I mean, I haven't played much of Karma, but I mean, I don't care really.
Okay. Not much of an opinion from you on this one?
No, I mean, it's okay, I guess.
Yeah. Also, the whole change to Nasus, what do you think, Mel? I mean, I know that you like the jungle.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it slows them down, but it doesn't slow their attack speed down.
All right, yeah. Okay, thanks for pointing out the obvious, but...
Well, anyways. I guess that's Mel's opinion.
That's Mel's opinion.
Thanks, Mel.
That's what you get from Millpool sometimes. Thanks, dude.
He's a little quiet. Anyways. He's a quiet one, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
And Quinn got a buff.
I have never played Quinn.
She's amazing.
She's fast. I almost, like, I was watching her, what do they call those things? Video?
What?
Champion Spotlight?
Yeah.
Champion Spotlight.
Yeah,
Champion
Spotlight. Or the new remake for the patch or whatever. And it seems like she might be... I'd try building her like a bruiser almost. Because she has to get right in there.
A lot of her build is involved getting right in there. I mean, isn't one of her skills... Vault. I mean, basically you just karate chop into the guy and do a backflip and do attack range.
Yeah. Do you guys think that it would be viable to run Quinn top? I mean, I'm sure many people have tried it.
I've only seen her bot lane.
I don't see why not. I mean, people run like Vayne top or, you know, another AD top, and she kind of has a lot of the... Maybe I'll pick her up. Maybe I'll try it out.
You know, with her increased speed, especially with tag team, to allow her to kind of cross great distances in a hurry, she might be a great top, especially for swooping in to help.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. Maybe I'll pick her up and I'll try it out. She's always been one of those champs that I've kind of been interested in. I just really haven't seen her played a whole lot. And I got 6,300 IP that I'm kind of sitting on trying to decide who to get.
I played support to a Quinn, and it was probably the best game I played in a while. It was amazing to watch. We synergized great. I was Nami, and we did a great job.
Yeah. I mean, I can try her out top, and if it doesn't work, I always fall back on AD most of the time anyways because nobody wants to play it. So
AD is so boring.
Screw you. I'll play it.
So boring and yet so critical at the end.
Yeah, exactly. AD is what carries the team once you get past like 35 minutes. If played properly.
Yeah. What else is there? There's those icons bullshit.
Yeah, icons, blah,
pick
blah.
Pick your favorite ice bullshit and then play 10 games and keep your stupid ice bullshit.
So you're a fan?
Yeah, it's all right.
That's all right.
Yeah, I think it's okay to...
Which side did you choose, Mill?
I picked the one that Tryndamere's on.
Tryndamere. Remember getting that picture out at that Tryndamere statue that they had out at PAX? That was pretty sweet.
I didn't really care for it. It was whatever.
Oh,
it was whatever. Okay. Yeah.
Fine. Right. Fuck you. But there was some sweet statues out there. There was Tryndamere.
I love
Ryze. And who else was out there?
Ziggs and Katarina.
Ziggs, Katarina. Yeah. Katarina's my background in my phone.
Those are very nice statues.
They were.
Yes, they are.
I would probably, If I could, I would have touched Katarina's breast.
They looked really, like, she looked like she had real skin. I'm not even kidding. She had, like, little pore marks and, like, looks like little, like, clear, like, hairs and stuff, you know, like, on her arms and stuff. Like, it was pretty crazy.
Wow. That's detail right there.
It was detailed.
With those icons, I guess you can pick a faction and then play 10 games or win 10 games or play 10 games. I don't know. One of the two, whatever. It doesn't even matter. And then you unlock it forever.
This is bullshit. I mean, just like, hello, here you go, guys. Have something fun to do now. Just like the whole honor points thing.
We have a giant...
faded out like in a week or two.
Right, yeah. So we have that giant sale, too. Are you guys going to get anything?
Nah.
I bought the Ahri skin.
It's a lot of free things. I mean, the skins are the only thing that I would really consider buying, but... like one of our friends pointed out, there's a few champions that are on sale right now that are free right now. Like, how does that make sense?
Well, all the Freljord champs are free, aren't they?
Yeah.
Isn't that the whole theme of this bullshit?
And they're also on sale.
Well, try before you buy. That's fine with me.
Yeah, I guess.
And
well, why wouldn't they be free? Why wouldn't they be on sale next week? Is what I'm kind of going for. So
they might be. Who knows?
Maybe. The thing that I see the biggest thing for me personally out of the patch is the whole pots change that you can only have five at a time, and that the Elixir of Fortitude's price has gone up by 100 gold.
Well, they don't want people chugging it willy-nilly in the beginning, I guess.
Yeah, but that's kind of how top is played. I mean, I always start out with Elixir
of Fortitude. Not anymore.
Not anymore, yeah, you're right. I always used to start out with Elixir of Fortitude and a ward and a couple of health pots. So, I mean, I could still take out, like, the ward and a health pot and get the Elixir of Fortitude. But
I'm
kind of
happy they're making the Ionian Boots of Lucidity a little cheaper.
Yeah, that too.
From a support role, every so often I just sort of stare at that price tag and go, damn it, and it's a little too far away.
Yeah. The health pots doesn't really affect me too much because I don't play top, and I always go boots three pots.
Yeah. Cool. I also noticed Tiamat has changed. I'm kind of excited for that.
I didn't see this. What did they change on it?
They just reduced the cost by 400 gold, which is pretty big.
Yeah.
And in exchange, they reduced the AD that you get from it by 40. So
reduced 240 from 50.
Reduced it by 10. 240. They reduced it by 10. Yeah. Thanks.
Which is actually a pretty fair trade, in my opinion.
Oh yeah, 400 gold for 10 AD.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just that's the price of a longsword, basically, to make up for it. But what I used to do on Kale is I used to get a Tiamat because you are technically it's melee, like her melee range is extended. And then it gives her E gives you splash effect, and then Tiamat gives you splash effect as well. So it would stack splash effects, which is pretty sweet.
I saw a lot of Tiamat Fioras too when she came out.
Yeah, because she's just all up in your face and has that really quick or has the attack speed boost.
Right. I don't think anyone really plays Fiora anymore though.
No, not really. She's kind of faded out.
Well, she's one loud note pressed very hard in terms of her ability.
Yeah. Her ult. That's about it.
Mm-hmm. Which is like Yi's ult, or Yi's Alpha Strike, pretty much.
Yeah, except for it just hurts a lot more.
Right.
So you just want to tie a bow on LCS for the spring mid-season?
Yeah, the playoffs are over.
They are.
Tie a bow, put it in FedEx, send it home to mama. Because you're never going to see it again.
So, big surprise out of Vulcan for me.
Oh yeah,
that know. Bigger is GGU.
That too. I mean, those two.
I had faith
in GGU. You did call it the other week when we were watching the Super Week.
They were just a bunch of dudes dressed in jeans and shirts. They didn't have any logos or fancy ass or anything else. I loved it.
I think they got picked up though. I'm not positive. I can't find anything on that, but I swear I saw something like 2 days ago.
They can sell out now.
I don't care. They proved the point.
Yeah, and I think Vulcan also got another sponsor, if I'm not mistaken.
Those last two Vulcan matches with Curse were just...
Oh. Yeah, and you know what's funny is, like, I don't know if maybe the fact that Curse threw it and just gave Vulcan the opportunity or the little bit of confidence that they might have needed 2 weeks ago, you know, when they threw that game for, right, to go up against CLG, and Vulcan just kind of like took that confidence and ran with it against Curse. But they were a complete different team going into this week than they were the week before.
Yeah, that comeback in game two was amazing.
Oh, it was. I thought Curse had that one in the bag for sure.
Yeah. I mean, we were all sitting in Mumble talking about it as it was going on. You guys were in a game, but I was watching it. And then, halfway through the game, I was like, guys, I think Vulcan might win this one. And you're no way.
Was it during a game?
Yeah, you guys were playing it was. A game.
Oh, we were playing ARAM, right, after the
right
the
before A-Ram we turn. Went into the game, it looked like it was pretty much decided. And then, yeah. Well, cool. Congrats to the TSM.
All the series were pretty good.
They were
very close, and
yeah,
I don't think any of them ended with two wins in a row, did they? I don't know. I don't think so.
I honestly don't know.
I thought they all went to three.
I think most of them. I think they all did. I don't know.
Someone
I don't
will remember. Correct us.
Yep. Somebody can tell us we're wrong.
Yep. At JustOKGamers on Twitter.
Yep. You can yell at us there if you would like.
Well, cool. But, so you want to go to some questions from the crowd while we're still on the topic of league?
Let's do it.
Sure. David on Facebook asks if we think the U.S. stands – or I don't know how to word this.
Do we think the U.S. will ever reach esport mainstream attention and viewership?
It's a good question, David.
It is. Guido and I have kind of talked about this a little bit. We tossed around the idea of maybe like opening a gamer bar, and through that, obviously, you got to think about clientele and stuff like that you would get from it.
What kind of draw, the demographics, that kind of
exactly
thing.
Right. There was a gamer bar that just opened up here in Milwaukee. We haven't been able to get to it yet.
I wouldn't even say it's a gamer bar, though.
You don't think so?
It's not what we were thinking.
No, not really. It's more of just like a game oriented bar.
It's like a nerd bar. Like they have Doctor Who nights, and you know,
that's kind of
celebrating Iron Man 3 coming out. And I mean, it's cool. They have like Barcraft with crazy. You could get like a sonic screwdriver kind of drink that they'll.
Well, it's definitely becoming the thing, though. I mean, just two doors down from my work, all of a sudden I'm walking to lunch and there's a bar opening up in July. It's called 16 Bit Bar. It's bar and arcade. Literally arcade games in a bar. No food, nothing else.
It'll be sweet.
Yeah.
Sweet to see. But as for them being a gamer bar, I don't think they said that they were streaming some LCS matches, but when I asked them more specifically, he didn't like know the schedule or anything, or like didn't really know what was going on with any sort of LOL esports or even like StarCraft or any of the other big ones.
They may have just been cashing in on the whole nerd license.
Right.
They probably are. I mean, nerds become such like a mainstream kind of thing now. You know?
Yeah. It's becoming cool. I got to tell you, my coworkers couldn't believe that there was actually going to be a bar being opening up devoted to video games.
Yeah.
But
I don't know if the U.S. is ever going to get there. And I think it's just because there's so much other things going on. And, like, the fact that esports, everybody enjoys playing, well, I'm not going to say everybody. A majority of people enjoy playing video games, but to a extent. They enjoy, that's the reason that iPhone apps and, like, Android apps.
You know what?
Are there.
I'd give it another generation, maybe.
Maybe, that, yeah.
Because
give it another decade.
And then you're going to see it maybe a bit more, because it's becoming an endemic part of the preceding generation. We're in our 30s and whatnot, most of us, and late 20s, and we're kind of into gaming, and we're becoming a little bit more than mainstream. And this is clearly targeted towards us and the younger demographics. I think if we get one more generation in there with a controller in their hands, you're going to see esports take a bit more of a place of prominence. But right now, we're still firmly diverse enough society, culture-wise, that it's NASCAR, football, baseball, hockey. And I think the reason you see it so much in Korea and Japan is because it's much more synced in with their cultural identity than it is necessarily with us.
Technology over there is also a big difference than it is here in the U.S. absolutely. Too. So, I mean, in order for esports to get big, then technology needs to get big. And internet needs to be everywhere. Mm-hmm. Fast internet at that.
You good know, point.
It can't be. You can't stream games if you don't have a decent internet.
That's, I mean, that's honestly a good point. You hit it on the head, in my opinion, because those nations out in Asia are wired to hell and back, and they have amazing bandwidth. Whereas here we have a monopoly system, and a lot of people out in the country and whatnot have to either use satellites, DSL if they're lucky, and also the people are still out there on modems because that's simply what they have available.
Yep. Also, go ahead, Guido.
I was at a barbecue this past weekend, and it was right after we finished shoutcasting that ARAM tournament. And I brought up that LCS was on the finals, and this is a bunch of gamers too, but they're you know, console gamers or, you know, play Arkham City or Assassin's Creed or whatever. Mm-hmm. And they were astounded that I would want to sit and watch other people play a video game, which is silly because, you know, and I brought up the point that, like, you guys like watching football. Why don't you just go play it instead, you know?
Yeah, and what'd they say?
I don't know.
Kind of dumbfounded to it?
Well, no, they were like, well, you know, those guys are like athletes, like professionals that train. And I was just like, they do the same thing. It's just they're doing it at a computer, playing a video game. I mean, it's not – you can't compare the two in terms of, like, physicality because it doesn't compare.
And I think you can make the argument that League of Legends is the first game – to ever pierce the veil of our consciousness as whatever you want to call it. I don't even know if there's a word.
It's viewable.
Yeah, well, in Korea, they got StarCraft and just went nuts.
Yeah.
And they have League and they went nuts. And they have MMOs and they go nuts. Because I think they're just used to that, the notion of it. But I think League is in my opinion, I mean, I know so many different people. The whole Kevin Bacon thing where you're like five people away from knowing everyone. Every single aspect of my sphere of influence of people that I know or that I'm related to, somebody in that sphere, completely unrelated to the other sphere, plays League. And it's just amazing how many people play this game. And I think that's the first time you're seeing that kind of pervasiveness, too.
I also think that the way that consoles have taken so long to release a new console.
Yeah, it's true.
Like, between PS3 and whatever this new PlayStation coming out, and Xbox 360 and whatever the new Xbox coming out, has allowed an opportunity for PC gaming to kind of make a comeback. Because if you want a game to look good, you have to get a PC right now.
Frankly, I think they're afraid.
The PC games are completely dominating as far as graphics go compared to any console game right now.
You know what Sony PR said earlier? They're saying that the next PlayStation is going to be just like a PC, or
it is
as powerful as a PC.
It's going
to
be.
It may very well be, but the fact that they have to bill it as such.
Yeah, and it'll be as powerful as a PC for like the first 6 months.
Yeah, exactly. It's very telling. I think they're afraid a little bit. They've been on the ropes for far too long this time in this rotation.
Yeah, technology is taking off, and you know, new stuff comes out every 3, 4, 5, 6 months tops. 6 months at the very longest.
What do you think, Mill?
What was the question?
The next console generation. Do you think it'll be a threat to PC gaming or not?
Yeah, it might be. It might not. I don't really know or care.
Kind of uncommitted. You don't really care, that kind of a thing?
Well, you know, I care about finishing this stupid question.
Ah, yeah. Thanks, Mill. Yeah, really
thanks,
helpful.
Yeah, like, thanks a lot, Mill.
Fucking asshole.
Ugh, why are you even on this?
I don't know, man. Jeez.
You haven't contributed anything this episode.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Well, I mean, you guys just all kind
whatever, Mill, shut up.
Why are your pants off?
my balls get hot.
Well, it is the spring.
It is warm out there. Well, I don't know. Maybe it's not so warm up in Canada.
Well, we got one user, one friend, a fan question left that's League related.
Let's make it quick. Because
make it real quick. Real quick, out of the gate, which champ do you want to get rid of from the game? Our pal Usagi.
This is a no-brainer for me.
Amano Usagi.
Usagi, full name, yes.
At Amano Usagi. Follow.
Follow at Amano Usagi.
Thank you for the question, by the way. Again. Sorry we didn't get to
number
it last
two
week
from him, by the way.
And thanks for our new sponsor, Amano Usagi. Thanks for the check that you wrote us.
Yeah.
It was I'm in sure Korean, we'll receive it in the mail soon.
Anyways, this is a no-brainer for me, Darius, all the way. Get rid of his fucking ass. He gets out of control too fast, and he's one of those champions that if you don't take care of him and micromanage wherever he's at, it's just goodbye game.
Why don't we see more bands of him then?
I don't know. I really don't, because he's easy to counter, I guess, but like in blind pick,
forget about it.
Yeah, exactly. You can't even
forget about it.
Like, you can't even do anything. You can't do anything. He like dominates all other bruisers.
In fairness, serious low players don't play blind pick like we do.
Okay. Sorry.
We're the hardest of cores because we go blind every day.
Yeah, exactly.
We even wear blind cloths.
Blinders.
While we're picking.
Blinders while we're picking. Like horses wear.
Yes.
But yeah, that's my pick. And his alt is just stupid.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's too much of a reset.
I've thought about this, and it's hard for me to pick one.
I actually can't think of one that I would remove.
I mean, I guess I'd get rid of Heimerdinger, because who the fuck cares? I mean, he's just kind of useless right now, and I don't know.
Yeah, stupid. I think he is pretty stupid, and I would choose him, I guess.
You're just going to go with what I picked?
Yeah.
Because I agree for similar reasons. I find it
difficult. Thanks, Millpool.
Yeah.
Wait, did someone say my name?
No, no one said anything. Shut up.
Yeah,
put
whatever.
Your pants on!
Anyways, Wally, can you give a real response?
I could give you one based on personal dislike, not because of anything in the game. Because I think Okay. Tryndamere. I just hate him. I think he's a great champion, has lots of utility. He just refuses to die, and I fucking hate him.
Yeah. I mean, that's a good... He does make your blood boil.
Yeah, I have one word for you, Wally. Yeah.
Ignite?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean,
problem solved.
If Wally's playing support, you can't really ignite him.
Fair enough. Well, tell your dumbass AD to do what they're supposed to do.
True enough.
And most of the time, it's me. So,
okay. Well, I suppose that concludes our league news.
It does.
And sure. Reviews.
Yeah. And now on to some general gaming news.
General gaming desk.
It'd be great to have a segue music.
It would be.
General game.
Okay, so actually, this is kind of off the cuff right now, but to the people out there listening, this would be awesome if you guys could come up with some segue. If you guys submit something, I have some League of Legends wristbands left over from PAX. I have one AD, I have one top, one mid, one support, and one jungle left over. It's going to kind of be a first come, first serve. You guys submit something to us. I got five. So the first five in, I'll send them out. Just hit us up on Facebook.
What are they submitting for these wristbands?
Segway music for in between league.
So,
and
like
general
gaming segway.
Like the jingle before the nightly news.
General gaming.
General gaming news.
We'll try to rotate through them so that way, you know, everybody that submits something.
You're just going to take the first five? You don't want to pick the best?
Well, I mean, first come, first serve, I mean, on the wristbands. Because I only have five, one of each kind. And
one way or another, someone's going to get a wristband.
Yeah.
But then no one's going to submit them after the first five.
They don't need to see the wizard behind the curtain. They don't even know if they were the best or not.
And I just want some fan participation.
All right, fair enough.
And I got five wristbands left over from PAX, so I got, you know, let's throw it out there for some of our fans.
They're like Livestrong bands, right?
Yeah, exactly. They're Livestrong bands. They say, I'm sure that you've seen them. You can go on eBay and look them up. League of Legends, wristbands. Like I said, I got one for each role. First come, first serve, I guess, on which one you get.
Awesome. Cool. Where are they sending these?
Let's do a submission to
the email.
Yeah, the email. That would be great.
This is really off the cuff.
This is like the
longest cuff in the history of cuffs.
I'm sorry. Actually,
forget everything.
We'll do email. Email us at justokgamers@gmail.com.
Perfect.
Perfect.
All right. Thanks, guys, for going with that, by the way.
Yeah. No, that's fine.
I just felt like it was the perfect time to just throw that in there.
All right. So, general gaming?
Yeah, and this isn't really news. I think what Guido and I got together and we saw some games coming out, and I think we both picked two favorites we're excited for.
Yes, my favorite is Watch Dogs.
Did you look at that when we were at PAX?
No, I didn't. Like, I remember seeing the video of, like, the dude using his cell phone to change the lights and making cars crash and shit. He has his hood up. He looks all sneaky. And it looked really cool. Yeah. But then it totally got pushed out of my mind, and I forgot about it for months. And then I couldn't remember the name. I remember hearing the name Watch Dogs while we were at PAX, and it just never occurred to me that that was the game. So I didn't see it, and I kind of regret it. Thanks for bringing me down.
Sorry.
Watch Dogs.
But it's like a thriller kind of conspiracy type espionage.
It kind of reminded me of like The Usual Suspects meets Ocean's 11 by way of Jason Bourne.
Right.
So, that kind of a thing. It's 'cause like multiple dudes, high-tech spy shit. Lots of cool investigative work.
It seems like there'd be some... Oh, the graphics look awesome. And it seems like there's going to be like a lot of mini-games and tied in with like the technology that the main character uses. Maybe that's just me talking about something that I want to see in the game, but... And they could not have any plans for that.
Well, the hacking was a mini-game, wasn't it?
I thought it was. I don't know.
It's been a while since I've seen the video.
You like those mini games, don't you?
I like mini games.
I know, because that's the big thing that you were focused on kind of when we played Guild Wars 2 for a while.
Really?
Yeah.
Like the jumping puzzles? The
jumping puzzles and like.
That was the best part of Guild Wars. It really was.
Thanks, Wally.
What?
For fucking like corralling us all into that game.
No, it was a little bit of everyone. I think Wally was late on the ship, actually. It was me and.
Yeah,
Dark Aeon or something.
Oh, yeah.
Dark Aeon fucking had a... Did you remember his spreadsheet? This kid had a spreadsheet of, like, every class broken down among its skills and how long it would take to level up. He loved this game even before it came out. It was crazy.
And then we never played with him.
Never.
No, because he was always... Because he was always so, like... Yeah, he didn't join our server, and he was always, like, 10 or 12 levels ahead of us.
It was,
no
was an
what.
Atypical situation where, like, your friend who has more free time than you do kind of walks up and he's fucking glowing. Because he's like level a billion, covered in glistening armor.
I hate those guys.
Although and you're like cloaked in rags with a stick.
Yeah, with a stick. but yeah, Watch Dogs does look cool. I saw a little bit of the trailers while we were out at PAX. I think it's a pretty sweet looking game. I'm excited for it. I know I don't play a whole lot of games, but I plan to get into some more games this summer as the semester.
Yeah. We'll make you a gamer yet.
I'm just an okay gamer, though. That's why.
You seemed pretty magnetized to the Elder Scrolls MMO booth at PAX.
I loved that.
Could just be for the free t-shirt.
A little bit of both. It was kind of for the free t-shirt. Also, Elder Scrolls, I liked Skyrim a lot.
It's not going to be like Skyrim in the slightest, though.
I know. Well, somewhat. I mean, the
it
controls.
Looks pretty similar, man.
Yeah, the controls really? Are the it same. Like yeah. That. I've read a lot about it.
Okay.
The controls are going to be similar. Oh, you think so?
Well, I mean, that was just at first blush. I mean, that was a few months ago. I don't know if it's changed at all, but I actually signed up with the beta, so I'm a big fucking hypocrite.
They're doing... What I do like about it that's coming up is that they're doing... You level up like normal in any other MMO, and after you go through it, you can replay because there's three different... like factions that you can like align yourself with, I guess.
Okay. Oh yeah, I heard about it.
Ally with it.
Yeah.
So you can go through play one faction, and then once you hit 80, you can go start over complete or whatever their level cap is at. I think it's 50. Now that I think about it.
Well, it looks like the game you're looking forward to is Elder Scrolls Online.
It is. So you can play through with a different faction at level 50. So you don't have to like start over a whole new like re-roll a champion, you know what I mean, or nice. Re-roll a character.
I'm
just
not a
re-roller,
so this is perfect for me.
Yeah, exactly. So you can go through and you still gain benefit. So it's kind of like Diablo, where you go through once and then you go through a little bit harder and then you go through again a little bit harder.
Thanks to our sponsor, Elder Scrolls Online,
and Blizzard.
Visit the food truck.
We
did
visit the food truck at all.
I warned you guys about the food truck, too. I was wondering if you guys to try it. Was it good?
I heard people got sick from it.
Oh.
That could just be like nerds like,
that's an ironic
oh man,
joke.
I haven't slept all weekend, but that food truck got me sick. I've been pooping because I'm a poophead.
I didn't sleep all weekend, and I've been drinking a lot of alcohol at night when I leave.
Oh, I've been pooping.
But it had to be the food truck.
Oh, my poop is coming out of my
food
truck.
I don't think we want to like summarize PAX people by going, ah, pooping.
Pooping at PAX is a bit of an issue for me.
Really? Pooping anywhere is kind of an issue for you.
Yeah, it is. I'm not.
Are you a one bathroom man? You like pooping at home?
Oh yeah, I need to. But if I do have to poop in public, I need to find the like the most private bathroom I can.
Or public bathroom.
Well, the most private public bathroom I can.
Whenever we go to con, you always go elsewhere besides the house.
Yeah. Well, I don't want. That's just courtesy. I don't want to stink it up. I know how my poop smells. It smells bad.
I don't poop often in public, but when I do, I use the tardy stall.
Okay. Continue on. How do we get on poop? Why are we poop talking right
this
now?
This is just okay gamers.
We're talking shit, literally.
Polly, what game are you looking forward to?
I'm looking forward to Beyond Two Souls for the PlayStation 3. It's framed for Quantic Dream. Those are the guys that made Heavy Rain. It's just kind of their next release. It's still kind of a pseudo-visual novel-like experience with adventure elements, quick time. Graphically, it's stunning. They did a lot of motion capture, and they hired Ellen Page. And I don't know how they did it, but they must have like stuck ping pong balls to every square inch of her face, because the acting translates really well. They kind of go beyond the uncanny valley and then surpass it. But yeah, it's about a young girl who has a symbiotic relationship with some kind of alien energy entity that possesses her called Aiden. And it completely ruins her childhood because Aiden gets temper tantrums. And she escapes from a government facility where she's being studied. And it's the story of her attempt at freedom while being chased down and ultimately deciding what to do with Aiden, I imagine, in the course of those events. Oh, they also hired William Dafoe.
Yeah, that's what I was going to talk about.
Some fucking star power in this one. So,
big dick.
I don't know.
I heard they had to hire like a stunt dick for that movie he was in, Antichrist. Because his dick was too big. They were like, we can't show that.
Yeah, we need to get some more dick talk in here, right? Because we forgot that.
Both of you guys met. Were you and Dafoe met at that meeting for guys with two large dicks?
Yeah. I mean, mine is a little bit bigger.
His isn't serrated, though. I mean, that.
No.
Oh, God. Here we go again. Dick talk. We went from poop talk to dick talk.
we're grown men. We can talk about what we want.
We're just going down a rabbit hole. All right, let's get back at fucking Two Souls.
I really liked Heavy Rain, so I am looking forward to Two Souls.
I love Heavy Rain.
What was his son's name? Do you remember?
No, I don't remember.
Because there's this part in the mall where you press the X button and shout your son's name when you're looking for him.
I can't remember.
Ah, it was so good.
Why, did you just do it repeatedly?
Like, yeah, because you were like, Bobby! Bubba!
Wait, Whitney?
Bubba!
Bubba! Bubba!
Just pressing the X button trying to find your son.
Ricky Bobby.
All I can think of is Lost and Walt.
Oh, God.
Where's my boy, Walt? Walt!
Yeah, he did love his son in that show.
Oh, he did. Yeah, he really did. Oh yeah, Guido, you we're doing a fight. Remember that we were discussing rumors about the Xbox and the DRM? Turns out they're true.
Yes. Yes, we were right.
We were right. The rumors were true. There will not be a DRM issue, at least not from Microsoft itself. There will be, in terms of playing pre-owned games.
Yeah, the developers get to decide whether they want to have DRM in their games or not, and. I don't know what developers are going to do that.
Stupid ones.
I guess.
I don't know.
It's already on a consoles, and you need a physical disc for the most part.
I don't think it'll be an issue.
I think they're doing it to like prevent reselling games if their publisher decides.
I think Microsoft's throwing the axe in the sand and saying, "Okay, developers, it's in your court. We're not going to make an issue out of this." And like. Crucify ourselves like some other people may have done in the past with DRM.
There was like what game was it? It was Fight Night, where you get, you open up the case and you get a code that you got to punch in.
That was dumb.
That's the one that allows you to go online.
That was common for a few EA games for a while, though.
Yeah, it was.
Well, it's EA.
Yeah. EA has a way of fucking things up all the time.
I guess that's one way of doing DRM on consoles.
Well, before I forget, I think we had one gaming-related question from somebody on Facebook.
Oh, yeah. Adam Lefersky.
Yeah. Thanks for the question, Adam.
Me and Mike know Adam.
Yeah. Really? It's your first name basis? Yeah. I mean.
He used to work with us. But he wanted us to discuss the importance of voice actor continuity in video games. And I guess that kind of goes along with the whole Two Souls and how they got some big names for that.
Mass Effect.
Yeah, that was
best example of continuity in terms of voice. Femshep. I forget the voice actress's name. I don't know if anybody else knows who it was.
It was probably Samantha Bobblesmith.
What?
It's Samantha Bobblesmith.
Oh, I didn't know that was actually her name.
No, that's really not her name. He's just trying to stall. Like a made up name. He's trying to stall while he tries to find
it. Oh, it's Jennifer Hale.
Yeah.
And she basically made Femshep, and I arguably made her the icon she was for a lot of people. I mean, I think on the third Mass Effect, they finally had two sides to it. One was Femshep, and one was the regular Shep.
Yeah. I just got through playing Injustice, and it was kind of hard to hear the Joker because it wasn't
Mark Hamill?
Yeah, Mark Hamill.
Yeah.
So it was just it sounded like someone trying to do Mark Hamill's Joker the whole game.
Well, we all know that was going to happen once Mark said he was finally done for a while.
Right. But it's still like, come on. Yeah,
it's jarring.
And it throws you out of the game. You're trying to get into the story and you're thinking about what this guy looks like and what he's doing. And
I don't think people understand how much audio work Mark Hamill's actually done. I mean, they think about the Joker, which is his most famous, but he's actually been in a whole bunch of stuff.
Right.
I mean, cartoons, video games. He was an Avatar. He was in a whole bunch of different things. Yeah, audiobooks.
Anime.
All these different things. And of course, he was, you know, the hero of Wing Commander 3 and 4.
Mm.
Seminal titles of my youth, especially in Wing Commander 4, where your foil was, what's his name? The guy's always a villain. God.
Jeremy Irons.
Yes. Yep. I think so. I think that was him. Yeah, that was great.
Holy shit, he has done a lot.
Yeah, I miss the days of the green screen real actor cutscenes.
Yeah.
That was fun, man. FMV all the way.
I don't know. I think it's a big point. Like you were saying, there's a lot of emphasis placed on
voice acting. It was Malcolm McDowell, by the way. I thought it was Jeremy Irons too.
Do they look similar?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. Jeremy Irons played Scar.
Oh.
I think. Maybe it was Malcolm McDowell now.
My worldview is shattered. Sorry, Mike. Okay, continue.
No, it's all good. What do you think, Bill? I just think that it's really important. Like, the emphasis that's put on it, don't really...
There he is.
Say now something.
He's just being aggressive.
Whoa, aggressive, passive aggressive Millpool. Okay, sorry for hating on you earlier, dude. Relax.
You guys have been on my case this whole episode.
Yeah. I would appreciate it if you were fully clothed, because now you're completely naked.
Well, it's hot, man. I told you my balls are sweating.
Wally, are you naked?
No, I'm in my underwear still.
Why not?
Boxer briefs, man.
Dude.
Keep the sperm
really?
Count up.
Boxer briefs?
Yeah, they keep the sperm count up and they're comfortable.
Dude, boxers all the way. Come on.
Damn. Nah, boxer briefs.
Yeah, see? There you go.
Fuck both of you.
I got giant, like, grandpa balls.
Why do you want to keep contained in those boxers?
I have giant balls, too. High five.
Because I don't want them swinging from here to pro.
Yeah, well, I got big balls.
This is the most personal broadcast I think I've ever done.
We all got big balls.
And that's not a joke, either. I got, like, castanets down there. It's just, I mean, they're huge.
Can I finish my damn point about voice?
You guys are all just jerks.
You fucks. Shut up. What are we going to say now?
Something about voice acting, right?
Yeah, thanks, asshole. The whole immersion of the video game. I feel like if there's one thing that can really take you out of it, it's voice acting, because things just aren't matching up. You know, you think a lot more about what you hear than sometimes you think you do when you're playing a video game. I mean, I realize a lot of it's visual, but at the same time, everything has to be there. Otherwise, you know it's not right.
Yeah, it's like the video game equivalent of hiring a new actor on a sitcom after like 6 seasons.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not the same.
Like the 7th season of Friends just changing out fucking Phoebe for some other blonde bitch.
Right, and then still calling her Phoebe.
Yeah.
I don't know. So
I think Phoebe's a good one to pick, too, because she kind of has like that annoying fucking voice.
Oh, you guys remember Smelly Cat?
Yes, I remember
Smelly Cat. Why was that a thing?
Because it was the 90s and everyone was like smoking weed or crazy or something. I don't know. I don't get it at all. Smelly Cat, that song was just annoying.
Yeah.
You're annoying.
But you know what? We remember it, so.
I guess.
All right, shall we?
Yeah, let's move. We're gonna play a game.
You know, anyone born after 1990 isn't even gonna know what the hell we were talking about there.
It's a good thing that I was born in 1989.
Yeah, people still watch Friends. Is popular
among girls, maybe.
Yeah, I guess I was like in middle school.
Yeah, we were pretty young even for that.
I used to watch Friends every night. It was Friends followed by. Or no, it was Seinfeld followed by Friends followed by Frasier.
Seinfeld was boss. Boss is how I love that show.
No, Becker.
Oh, Becker.
Becker, oh my God.
Came after Friends. Yeah, Becker was horrible.
Let's talk about TGIF, Guido.
What I heard Family last Matters? Week.
What?
Family Matters, Step by Step.
TGIF?
Yeah.
Somebody said, thank God it's Friday. Why thank God? He wanted a 6-day work week.
Let's find a nut! The moon is bright.
Thank a union member or some shit like that.
Gonna have some fun, show you how it's done, TGIF.
Dude, remember One Saturday Morning cartoons?
Oh, hell yeah, I do.
Fucking Recess and shit, dude. That was back when, like, TV was awesome to watch. And you, like,
maybe. Have you noticed how, like, Saturday Morning cartoons have been completely obliterated?
Oh, my daughter doesn't watch them.
Yeah.
There's nothing there. Well, I don't have TV. I just have a computer.
So even if you did, though, there's literally almost nothing there.
Her Saturday Morning cartoons are literally playing Minecraft.
Guido, why don't you get one of those HD antenna receivers?
Because, I mean, what am I going to watch?
I don't know. Dude, I get like 30 channels on mine.
There's nothing I want to watch.
And it plays through my computer.
If I want to watch something, I just download it.
Yeah, that's what I do. I just
watch Netflix.
You just pirate everything.
No, I don't.
I mean, you don't pirate everything. You go to the pirates.
I have Amazon Prime and Netflix. God.
What is pirating? I mean,
it's where you go down to the Milwaukee Public Museum where the pirate exhibit is at now. let's get to this.
You guys want to do some Circle Jerk reviews?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do some Circle Jerk reviews. By the way,
we have a new game.
It is a new game. So, people can submit them, or maybe we'll put it out on Facebook next time we think about doing it, and people can submit some games.
Ask for games to be reviewed.
Sure. Yeah.
Millpool, you could probably sit this one out.
Fuck you guys. I don't even care.
Yeah, fuck you too. See ya.
You didn't contribute anything.
Go home.
Stop scratching yourself.
I'm done with it.
Millpool, go home. You're drunk.
I'm just going to finish it.
anyway. All right, Millpool.
So, on the lineup.
Should we tell them how it's played or just play it?
Let's tell them how it's played.
Okay.
Give them a little heads up.
So, we're going to do a review of a game, but we're going to do it one word at a time, and we're going to rotate. I'll start with one word, while you'll say the next, Nasty will say the next.
By the way, this is not real reviews.
Okay, question.
So don't get mad at us. Because
is there an end point to our words? Or when do we stop? How do we know when to stop?
You'll know.
Yeah, just stop when it stops being funny.
Yeah, you can tell.
When it feels right. Okay.
Yeah, when it feels right.
We're hashing this one out, too, so bear with us. Hope it's funny.
Yeah, I hope you guys like it.
Okay, so let's do BioShock Infinite.
Right? BioShock Infinite, an awesome game that I have yet to play.
How are you going
to? Did you just give me a review?
No, just kidding.
All That's right. how we discuss these games ahead of time, Nasty.
All right. Do you even understand the game, Nasty?
Yes, I do. Okay. Let's go.
All right, I'll start it. BioShock. Wally.
Infinite is
just
shitty
first
time
for
players,
but
it
doesn't
know
how
many
times
players
go
around
the clock.
That's two words.
Yeah, no. The.
Nah, it's over now.
It's over. I fucked it up. Sorry.
Let's make it a little more snappy, guys.
Yeah, let's speed this up. My bad. Okay. That was all my fault. All
right, let's.
I clearly don't understand how this game is played. I'm kidding.
Block. How about Minecraft next?
Okay, Minecraft next. Let's do
All right. Blocks
are
fun
in
stacks
of
grass
and
dirt
when
they
are
put
on
a
pedestal
that
is
the
only
nether
rack.
Nether rack?
Nether rack. Nether racks. Yo, nether boobies.
All right, so.
I'm calling that one.
Nether boobies.
Let's, I don't know, make it into sentences instead of just making a one giant run-on sentence.
Okay.
Huh?
Okay.
How about that?
Let's do it.
All right. DayZ next.
DayZ coming up.
This is going really well, guys.
Yeah, this is going really good. unfortunately.
All right, DayZ. Zombies
are
in
the
forest
because
people
don't
know
when
to
kill.
Period.
I like it.
Helicopters
are
found
flying
around
your
face.
Period.
Well,
cans
can't
be
used
against
trees.
Period. All right. I think that was a good review.
That was the worst review ever.
That was a great review. I think people need to quote that.
The next...
Cans can't be used against trees.
Ladies and gentlemen, DayZ, cans can't be used against trees.
And helicopters are found flying in your face.
Two more? Should we do two more?
Yeah, let's do a couple more.
All right.
I'm having a good time with this. Sorry if you listeners.
They just shut it off by now.
Yeah exactly.
How about Super Smash Bros?
Done.
Okay. Mario.
And Louis. And shit. And
Peach
play
fighting
privates.
What?
Period. Kirby
is a
ghost
that
sucks
bananas
and
coconuts.
Okay, that one's done.
Period.
Period.
Oh God.
This is terrible.
Why are they listening?
I don't know. I think this is fun though. I'm having a good time.
Yeah, I like it.
Let's do one more.
Alright. Okay. Racing game. How about Blur?
Okay. Okay.
Alright. Nasty or one of you two want to start it?
I'll start it.
Okay.
Blur
has
cars. Period.
Period. Period.
Done. let's continue.
Legend of Zelda.
Okay.
Okay.
Link to the Past, Super NES version.
Whatever. Does it matter?
They're all the fucking.
Yes, it matters.
You walk around in this fucking world and you kill things and collect things.
Okay.
That was the whole thing.
Link.
He?
Link, comma, he?
No, Link, yeah. Yeah, Link, comma, he
is?
Super.
Two?
B?
Powerful.
Weapon.
Why are we just throwing words in
there? Yeah, that doesn't even make sense.
This is the Japanese review.
Ugh.
Period.
Link, super to be weapon.
Link, he's super to be weapon.
All I can think of the entire time is that stupid song. Link, he come to town.
Well,
that's the end of Circle Jerks.
I don't know if we're ever going to play that one again.
Probably. No, maybe not.
I don't know. Maybe if someone likes it.
Yeah, let us know what you guys think.
Yeah.
We're trying new things.
At JustOKGamers on Twitter.
Yep.
Toss some game ideas at us, see if you want us to try to play something.
Yeah.
We're open to suggestions.
It was fun for us. Probably.
It was fun for us.
Too.
And that's what matters.
Well, maybe you guys can take this Circle Jerk Reviews home with you and Circle Jerk Review with your friends.
Just Okay Gamers encourages you to Circle Jerk with your friends.
It's a lot of fun.
And wear boxer briefs if your friends have hot, sweaty balls.
I just wear boxers because they stay cooler.
Let's wrap it up.
All right, let's do it.
What do we got? We got our plugs. Facebook.com/JustOKGamers. Most of you are probably on there. But tell your friends. Come on. What are you thinking?
Yeah, thank you for liking us.
Oh, and give us, like, an intro, man, to say.
Yeah.
The beginning.
We take intros every week.
Yeah, except this week because no one submitted them.
Yeah, so we had to come up with one. But I thought it was pretty good. Yeah.
How dare you?
Also, like Guido just said, at Just Okay Gamers on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And don't forget to plug your one more time.
Segway. We're looking for some jingles, some Segway jingles. I have 5 wristbands, League of Legends wristbands. 1 top, 1 mid, 1 support, 1 jungle, 1 AD carry. First 5 submissions that I get to our email, which is justokgamers@gmail.com. I will let you guys know via Facebook which ones are left. So if I get somebody, include in there also what wristband you would like, please. So that way I can post it to Facebook, and I'll post it to Twitter as well, which ones are claimed.
Perfect. That's about it, right?
It is about it.
All right.
Thanks for listening, guys.
Yeah, thanks for listening. Bye.
Let's close with our jingle. Come on.
Just okay.
Main justice.